Take a peek behind the curtain. It's Your Gig Is Showing.
Yes, it is. Very busy in here this morning, pre-cyclone. I've got a couple of guests here. Stefan Neville. Morena, good morning.
Morena.
Multi-instrumentalist, hard to say that at this hour of the day, and DIYer, shall I call you that?
Yep.
And Chris O'Connor, drummer for the Phoenix Foundation, amongst many, many other things that you do. Mm. And both of you work at the Raukatauri Music Centre.
Yes, we do.
In different capacities. Stefan, well, let's start with you, Stefan. What is your particular role there?
My title is the Community Music Facilitator.
Oh, yes.
I'm not a qualified music therapist, but I've been doing that sort of thing for a long time. Running groups all over Auckland, and you know, lots of diverse community projects. So I sort of do that work, but I sort of snuck in the back door without the years at university, you know. And I guess I bring in, like you said, the DIY aspect of music making. Just anyone can make music. Anything can be music. It's all there in all of us if you want to have a go. So that's what I sort of do.
And Chris, you have gone through the longer route.
Yeah.
You are a qualified... Well, tell me what your title is.
I'm a registered music therapist.
Registered music therapist, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And what a wonderful place for you two to work at the Raukatauri Music Centre. And also you do another little project together, don't you? Haven't you just played somewhere together?
We shared a bill.
Ah, did you? The Bing?
We shared a bill at a cool gig in Hastings.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But Chris and I have known each other for a long time and moved in the same circles, and we have played music together a few times.
I thought it was the Biff Bang.
Oh, Biff Bangle experience.
Yeah, experience.
No, that's an old friend of mine, Adrian from Hamilton.
I see. That's you?
No.
Oh, that's not you?
No, Biff Bangle was... people in Hamilton know who Biff Bangle is. He was a big fish in the 90s and is an excellent musician, worth looking up.
Okay, apologies.
But that's not us.
Got completely
confused. Chris and I both did solo sets at that event.
At that event, okay. Yeah. Okay, it all makes sense. Mm. Right, so this Music Therapy Week, which we're in at the moment, what does that entail for those who go to the Raukatauri Music Centre or for the wider... public?
Well, it's a time where music therapists all around New Zealand can have a bit of a platform to share what we get up to. So there'll be a lot of stories in the media at the moment about what different music therapists around the country are doing. So it's a good time to celebrate, you know, the work that we all do. And at Raukatauri, this happens to coincide with the school holidays.
Yes.
And we have some really cool programs there, sort of group programs for folks who want to come along and, you know, give it a go.
And for those who come to the actual centre, you have like bands. Shall I call them bands?
I always think of them as bands.
Right.
I'm always about recordings and performances, which is a little bit perhaps outside of the standard therapy model.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily at all.
So I've got three tracks that you've chosen to play today, and really interesting, great music. And I wanted to know more about it because there's very little to find out about it when you're looking on Bandcamp and various places like that. So Storms of Avondale by Indica Gamage Mendes.
Yeah, that's a guy I've been working with for a long time. He's a young man from Sri Lanka who's lived here with his mum and his brother. We get together every week and write songs together, and we've been recording them, and he's just incredible. He's these songs just pour out of him, and it's very spontaneous, very loose, very beautiful.
Does he come to Raukatauri?
No, I used to work at Maputa Studios, and I worked with him there in a group setting, the Maputa Music Program. And then just talking to his mum, she was keen to have him do some one-on-one sessions. So I'd been doing that for maybe about a year with him.
Right. And when you're actually at the centre itself, Chris, so in terms of getting people to play and record, do you record any of them at the centre?
We have some recording facilities there. Yeah, and we do sometimes record the music that goes on at the centre. Some of my colleagues there have also just released an album of songs they made with a group of elders at a rest home, and that's also wonderful.
That's a great album.
That's a big wow.
Yeah, it's great.
Christmas songs. It's a Christmas one, but it's really good.
Gee. Yeah, all the residents are playing all the instruments and doing all the singing. It's beautiful.
And I mean, it goes without saying how much music helps and widens somebody's experience in terms of being able to communicate.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, and if they're just communicating through music, that's ace.
Yeah, it is.
And have you found that since you're, and Stefan, since you've been there, that you're seeing people blossom in that regard?
Oh, yes. I mean,
all the time.
Yeah. I mean, every week, every day sometimes, something remarkable will happen. You'll have a breakthrough of some kind with a person, and it's incredible to see a realization of someone even just exercising some agency in a way that they very rarely may have an opportunity to do.
Yes. So what are the age groups of those who come to Raukatari, and what are their, supposed, I'll put this in inverted commas, limitations?
Mm. Oh, it's super varied, eh?
You name it. The youngest kids I work with are sort of 5, and right through to, really old timers, with dementia or something like that, people like that. Yeah, you name it. And conditions, everyone's got something, and we work with anyone and everyone. Yeah.
Do you have to, it's a weird way of putting it, but how do you qualify to come to Raukatari?
You can self-refer.
Oh, okay.
Or you can refer a person as well if you think they'd be into that, and that's all on our website.
Okay.
So you can go to our website and click on the referral part of the page. And
does it cost you any money?
It does cost money. Well, it costs to do it, to have a clinic and to have staff.
Yes,
and there are lots of overheads, of course.
Yeah.
So we do charge for the service, but at Raukatari we also strongly believe in making the service as accessible as possible. Unfortunately, many of those who would benefit the most aren't very well resourced, to access the service. So we try and make it as affordable as possible.
Mm, come on the government, come on the council.
Yeah.
Big sigh. Okay, let's play Storms of Avondale, Ndeka Gamage Mendes.
It's Gamage.
Mendes. Say it for me properly? Okay, you introduce
it. Ndeka Gamage Mendes.
Oh, beautiful.
Storms of Avondale.
Okay, here we go.
And keep the people calm. people say, is everybody all right? Keep clear the building, that's too dangerous. That could be too dangerous. That could be dangerous. That could be too
BFM, and Stefan is going to tell us what that track was, and I'm going to say Stefan deliberately because it's not Stefan, is it?
No.
Okay, thank we're you, correcting Karen. Ourselves all over the
thank
place.
Thank you, Karen.
We're correcting ourselves. Like to get things right, ultimately. Eventually.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What are we doing? Announcing the next song.
No, tell me what that track was.
Oh, that song. Yeah. So, yeah, that was Indica Gamage Mendes, recorded in my little front room from weekly sessions I do with him. He is singing, playing the electric distorted guitar, and I was playing a banjolele. And that was written, I guess, after those big Avondale storms. Yeah, he sort of keeps up with current events and comes in and we, what you been up to? And then that turns into a song, you know.
Yeah, storms in Avondale, sort of appropriate, although what's the weather like out there? Everyone's freaking out about tomorrow, aren't they? Well, supposedly, it doesn't seem too bad out there at the moment.
I know, I'm trying to remember to take it seriously.
Yes, there's been no build-up, though, weather-wise. Perhaps it's just going to hit.
Could do.
I'm here with Stefan Neville. I can get that right now.
Oh, so good.
Chris O'Connor. I can't get that wrong.
No.
That's easy. Okay. And well, last time I saw you, Stefan, was at Chris Knox's gig at the library in Point Chev.
Yes.
And really loved that gig. It was so
good. Yeah, I
heard
you talk about that. You did some speech and mentioned it, right?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, the Lilburn Lecture.
It's pretty amazing, wasn't it?
It was pretty amazing. We're talking with Stefan and Chris about the Raukatari Music Centre, and it's Music Therapy Week.
Yeah.
And it's also the school holidays, and you've got some events coming up this week. And just very before you tell us about them, it used to be, Raukatari Music Centre used to be in Grey Lynn. It's moved, hasn't it?
Yeah, we're in Grafton now on Carlton Gore Road.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. And so what's happening this week, Chris?
This week we've got some cool sort of group sessions happening that are open. We got here on Tuesday, the 14th, yeah, we've got a couple of drum circles that I'll be facilitating.
Anyone can come, sort of thing.
Anyone can come to those.
Any age.
Any ability. They're at 9 and 10 o'clock in the morning, respectively.
You provide all the drums?
Yeah, we'll have all the drums. We've got loads of instruments at our clinic and some really cool rooms. So we'll be in the Pohutukawa room.
Yes.
For our drum circles, and there'll be loads of drums there. So
like bongos and.
So we do have a set of bongos.
Actual drum, big drum kit set up.
We've got some drum kit bits. We've got a couple of drum kits. We've got a set of bongos or a few, and we have a beautiful set of congas that I'll bring in. Lots of djembe-style drums and lots of hand percussion and,
some nice tambourines.
For sure.
You'll be there in the background, will you?
I'm not going to be there, no. Be there, right. But I do like a tambourine. Seriously, underrated instrument. Seriously.
I've also seen that the tambourine described as the most dangerous instrument in an orchestral percussion manual.
This is why is that?
Because it's you touch it and it makes a sound. And so it's a brutal thing to have the sound of a tambourine when it's not notated.
Yeah, you have to be very, very still because you don't want it to make a noise at the wrong time.
And they're really cutting, they'll cut through everything. Like, you notice if Stevie Nicks big stadium with Fleetwood Mac, she won't have a mic for her tambourine. It'll just cut through.
That's right.
To the whole stadium.
Yeah, very dangerous. But you can wail on the tambourines on Tuesday if you come down.
I'll just ask you again, for those who might want to bring their kids along, does that cost any money?
It does. It does cost money. It costs $20.
Each person?
Each person,
And you get to stay for a couple of hours, an hour?
The sessions are 45 minutes.
45 minutes, okay. Yeah, well, it's a great thing to do, and especially with someone of your talents, because you'll be leading them through the whole thing. They won't just be sitting there randomly, will they?
I think I'll be hopefully not doing too much leading as such, but encouraging and
facilitating.
And seeing what people want to lead, following the lead of the participants.
Play together, right?
We share leadership, it's a
democracy, unlike most bands.
For sure.
Chris, thank you very much for coming in.
My pleasure. Can I quickly tell you about what's going on Wednesday?
Sure.
We've got two programs on Wednesday. Absolutely. Too. These are sensory sessions, and these are at 9 and 10 a.m. on Wednesday the 8th. Oh no, Wednesday the 8th. That was last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, we had the sensory sessions already.
That's right. It's a mixed up, muddled up, shook up world, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
How did it go?
They were beautiful. There was harp. There was beautiful lights and mellow sounds. It sounded beautiful.
Choice.
Well,
but that was in the past. We got the drums coming up this week, this Tuesday.
Thank you so much, you two, for coming in. And what's on the agenda for the rest of the day for both of you? Stefan, what are you doing?
I'm going to go hang out. My girlfriend's brother is in town with his daughters, who are little maniacs. I'm going to go hang out with them, which will be fun. And I'll probably watch the Warriors later on.
Yep. Okay, sounds so good.
Yeah, sounds
good.
Like
Saturday.
A good day.
Tie down the trampoline.
That's what I'll be doing. I'm going to tie down our trampoline.
Yeah.
Okay. Tie up our bins. Yeah.
Just in case.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we couldn't have been warned more fulsomely, could we?
Tie down the barbecue.
Tie down the barbecue. That's if you're in a sou'easter? I don't know. I can't remember what the wind's direction is doing, something like that. Okay, Stefan, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Stefan Neville, Chris O'Connor,
thanks, Karen.
And we're going to play. Stefan, tell us about this track, Isabel.
Isabel is the artist. I don't know anything about her, but it comes from the Bandcamp of Avaro, which is a disability support service in Wellington, and they have music therapists that work with their people. There's a bunch of really great stuff on their Bandcamp. This one, I believe, is about her dog, Ronnie, and it tears me apart.
Thank you both for the work that you're doing. Valuable work, and I really appreciate talking to you this morning.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Ronnie likes a stroke. He likes to jump on Sally. He likes to jump on the door. Get down. They say calm down, Ronnie. Sit down, Ronnie. Get down, Ronnie. Watching the window for Sally. The window when I'm watching my iPad. Hey, calm down, Ronnie. Get down, Ronnie. Get down, Ronnie. Bush. Lots of twigs on him. Bone, calm him down. Then he goes for a walk. Get down, Ronnie. Calm down, Ronnie. Get off, Ronnie.
That was Your Gig Is Showing.